Well, I am going to need some help here. I want to have one of you read part of a verse in Luke chapter 8. And then I've got some other verses to read too. Who would like to... I'm sorry, I'm not good at this. Who would like to read the first verse there in Luke chapter 8? Come on. There we go. You've got it? And let's see, verse 18. Yeah, just that first line.
Take heed, therefore, how ye hear.
Okay, thank you. Okay, I'm going to put up my little sign that I made. And then let's go to another verse in Revelation chapter 2. And who would volunteer to read that one? Anthony. Okay, it's Revelation 2. Let me find it. Okay, it's verse 7.
He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches.
That's good, right there. Thank you. Okay. What are our ears for?
Hearing.
Excellent. Hearing. How many of us have ears?
Everybody.
Pretty good. Everybody. Now, that one verse we had said, take heed or pay attention, be careful how you hear. Now, there are times when we hear noise. See? And noise doesn't always mean much to us. But what's the difference between noise and words?
To be good.
To be good, okay. Yeah. We need words sometimes to tell us how to be good, don't we? Anybody else have an idea what's the difference between words and noise?
The W and the N.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I didn't think of that. You want to try that?
Words is, you have to be careful with words because Satan's trying to tell you to be bad.
Very good. Do we have to be careful about noise?
I don't know.
Okay. You know, I had thought when they asked me to do this that I would bring my hearing protectors that I use in my shop, and then I would bring some foam earplugs, and I'd get one of you to volunteer to be deaf. But it didn't work good enough. Yesterday I tried it out, and I could still hear what my wife was saying. So it really wouldn't make you really deaf. What do you got to say there? About words and noise?
Satan's trying to stop God from doing good stuff.
Very good. Yeah, there's words that come to our ears that are wrong, aren't they? And we need to be careful how we hear. Well, I'm going to tell you what I think may be a little bit of the difference between noise and words. Noise is it's just sound that doesn't mean anything to us. But words are things that we can understand and that somebody else can tell us what they're thinking. Okay. I think this would be a good time to do the next thing that we have in mind. And I hope you enjoy this because I always like to hear somebody speak in a foreign language, a language that I didn't understand. And I've asked, I think I've got a list of about 6 people here that speak in a language other than English. And the first language we can hear is, I don't know if I can say this right, but it's Dzongka, I think. And it's the language of Bhutan. And so I've asked Brother Deepak to recite a verse in that language. And come up to the mic there and I don't want you to know what the verse is yet. Here, let's just go.
Actually, I don't know how to recite Dzongka, but it's a mistake. It's a Nepali. Nepali, yeah. But Dzongka is a national language. Even I, it's a hard time to tell. But I can tell in my own native language, Nepali. John 3:16. Yona tin kosola. That's what I'm going to tell in my language. Sabai kinabane parmeshwar le pap kinabane parmeshwar le sansar lai esto prem garnu bhayo ki waha le aafno ek matra putra lai dinu bhayo waha mathi bishwas garne pratyek nash nahos tara tesle ananta jivan paos. Yona tin kosola. That is John 3:16.
Okay, the next one is Setswana, the language of Botswana. Now, anybody know where Bhutan is? The brother we just heard recite that verse. Is it in Kentucky? Any idea? Okay, I'll just tell you, it's right north of India, a long ways away. Yeah, you can help us out.
Asia?
Yes. Thank you. Now, Botswana is in south part of Africa. Also, a really long ways away. Now, I'm looking for Ebo. There we go.
Johane Kaolo 3, Temana 16. Onne modimo ratile lefatshe mo go kalo kalo, wantsha morwa one yo tsetsweng a le AC. Bare lefa ele mang yo dumela mo go ene, a se ka anyalela, mme a bona botshelo jo bo sa khutleng.
Thank you. Okay, now Emily Vishan will say it in Romanian. And Romania is over in Eastern Europe. Okay, get that going there.
Fiindcă atât de mult a iubit Dumnezeu lumea, că a dat pe singurul Lui Fiu, pentru că oricine crede în El să nu piară, ci să aibă viață veșnică. Ion 3:16.
Thank you. Did those words make a lot of sense to you? But it was kind of neat to hear it, wasn't it? I liked it. Let's keep going here. Now Lucas will say it in Portuguese.
Porque Deus amou o mundo de tal maneira que deu seu Filho unigênito para que todo aquele que nele crê não pereça, mas tenha a vida eterna. João 3:16.
Thank you. Brother Eckert is going to say it in German.
Also hat Gott die Welt geliebt, auf dass seinen eingeborenen Sohn gab, auf dass alle, die an ihn glauben, nicht verloren werden, sondern ewiges Leben haben.
Thank you.
Understood what I said.
Not many. But he said one word in there that we should have all got, or at least pretty close. Goat. That's God. Gut. I didn't say it quite right. Okay. One more. And Baruch Gonzalez.
Porque de tal manera amó Dios el mundo que ha dado a su Hijo unigénito para que todo aquel que en él cree no se pierda, mas tenga vida eterna. Juan 3:16.
What language was that? Okay. Okay. I started with the most unfamiliar and went to the most familiar. Well, we're going to go to the most familiar for most of us right now. And that is, I'm going to read it in English, and you've caught on by now that that's John 3:16. Okay, I'll read it. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When we were listening to those languages that were foreign to our ears, we were hearing noise. And we could distinguish a little bit that there were words, but we didn't know what the words were. And remember that first verse we started out with? Take heed how you hear. Now, all of you children, I think, I'm pretty sure you, most all of you come from homes where you're taken to Sunday school. You hear the Word of God. And I hope that we can think about how we hear those words. Sometimes, maybe we hear just noise. We're not paying attention at all. Other times we might hear the words, and they're comforting words, they're nice words. We're used to them, and it's all okay, we like that. Other times maybe we hear the words, and we don't like them. Because as these boys were talking about, sometimes we want to do things that the devil wants us to do. And so when God talks to us through His Word, we don't want to hear it. Well, let's look at this verse that we have heard. I think we heard it 7 times. Yes. 7 times, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. He loved us so much that He would have Him go to Calvary's cross and die for us. Now, those are very nice words, aren't they? But this last word on my sign here is the most important word when it comes to hearing what God is saying to us. Do I hear it as noise or as nice words? That's all right. But I need to hear it where it's something that I need. Now let's look at a couple of things here in John 3:16. It says, "Whosoever believes in Him should not perish." That indicates that there's a chance that I could perish. Now, what are we talking about? What does it mean in this verse? God doesn't want us to perish, for sure. He sent His Son so that we didn't have to. And if we believe in Him, we won't. But what does it mean to perish?
Believe?
Absolutely not. Somebody else want to try? I like you trying, though. What's it mean to perish? It's not a good thing. It's not believing. Okay.
To perish. What does it mean?
To perish.
Okay. Not supposed to use the word in the definition. Good try. We got one here? Which? Marina?
What's it mean to perish?
To suffer.
To suffer. Okay. We're getting there. See, it's not believing. Okay?
To ignore God.
Say it again.
To ignore God.
To ignore God is a good way to perish. But it's not perishing. Okay?
To die.
Okay, we're getting closer. To die.
To not believe in God.
That's how we get there. That's how we perish. Very good. What about after we die? It's not that hard. Come on. I'm going to pick on some guys I know here. Rylan, what about after we die? To perish, what does that mean?
Get ready. Should we go on to Landon?
Does a person that doesn't believe in God, when he dies, does he just go get buried in the ground and nothing else happens after that?
So what it means to perish is everlasting death.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit further than that. To perish, oh, we got lots of help here. Let's just, you don't need me.
Do you die, you go to hell?
Ooh. And what does that mean?
That.
You're right. Is that a good place? it's not. You know, to go to hell is to go where there's no light. Oh, this room's got all kinds of light. No light and no love. Forever. So you can see why that song we sang is so important. Be in time. Take care of this. Listen right. Hear right. Believe. Okay. John 3:16. Whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Okay, so there's two things that when you're born into this world, you need to be concerned about. One is not to perish, and the other is to have everlasting life. Because if I have everlasting life, what's going to happen to me after this body dies?
You'll go to heaven.
And where is that?
Up in the sky.
And who's there?
Jesus.
Thank you. It's important to be careful how we hear. You've been here for 2 days now, and you've heard the Word of God, you've heard the Gospel preached. How have you heard it? Is it just nice words? Or are you saved? Have you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself? Or is this just nice things that mommy and daddy bring you to and you enjoy being with the other kids and that's all it is? I hope not. I hope that we will think about how we hear. Now, I want to read a little bit in John chapter 8, and then we'll be done. Okay, I'm going to tell a little bit of the story here in John 8. There was some people that came to the Lord Jesus, and they brought a woman that had done some bad stuff. And they wanted to catch the Lord Jesus and trip Him up to get Him in trouble. They wanted Him to say something that wasn't right. And so they brought this woman to Him. And now we'll start reading. And they accused her before Him. Let's see. Verse 6. They said, tempting Him that they might have to accuse Him. But Jesus stooped down and with His finger wrote on the ground as though He heard them not. So the Lord Jesus was there in front of these men, and He stooped down and He wrote on the ground. Now, we don't know what He was writing, but I don't think He was just stirring up dust. And so those men were there and they watched Him do that. And they continued asking Him, and He lifted up Himself and said unto them, now this is what they heard. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. How many of us are without sin? I didn't think that was a hard question. Ah, Marina.
Zero.
Thank you. Zero. Okay, so we've heard it. You heard those words. I heard them. Let's see what effect those words had on these people. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground, and they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience. So this was more than just words to these people. They heard it, and it bothered them. And they went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. Okay, that's enough. They heard what Jesus said. It bothered them, and they went out. They got from here to here and maybe somewhere in there. The thing they missed was they were in the presence of the Savior, the one who could have saved their soul from perishing. And they went out. What a shame. I hope that if you are bothered by your sins, you don't go out. Because what we need to do, if our sins are bothering us, and they should bother us, we need to go to Jesus. Because He's the Savior. I hope today He's your Savior. I hope that you have heard, not just with your ears, but that it's gone into your mind as words, and then it's gone into your heart so that you understand that God so loved you, that He gave His only begotten Son for you. Because, you know, whosoever, that means you, me, and anybody else that wants to. That whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have what? Thank you. Everlasting life. Okay. There's Sunday school papers up here. When we're all done, you can come up and get one until they're gone. And I think I'll just close with prayer. Our Father, we give thanks for the Holy Scriptures. We pray that something of this might sink down into the hearts of these dear little ones. And we thank You for the Lord Jesus coming into this world to die for us. We pray that there would be that hearing and believing with each one. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.